Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nick, thanks a lot for giving us a couple of minutes of your time.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
For sure. Tell us about Brandon Drury.
Well, he's a good player. He was blocked here in Arizona. He's a natural third baseman. And the Diamondbacks have Jake Lamb, who's hit about 29, 30 home runs the last couple of seasons. So playing time was a little bit sparse for him at the position that he's best at. And they tried bouncing him around. I kind of wonder how much that affected him. It seems to me like, looking at it from his perspective, I think this is a great opportunity for him. He's going to get to go back to the position, he's most familiar with. He's going to be able to just kind of relax and play instead of, having to learn to play second base, having to learn to play the outfield. I think this could be a really good thing for him.
And he certainly comes at the right price for a Yankee team, Nick, that wants to stay under this season, that's for sure, that wants to stay under that luxury tax threshold. So he's a young player, doesn't make a lot of money, shows a tremendous upside, has major league experience. Let me ask you this, knowing what you know of him, do you think he'll be able to handle the scrutiny from fans and media alike of New York City?
Yeah, I think that no one is going to be harder on Brandon Drury than Brandon Drury. And I think actually if there's a thing that you need to wonder about with him in terms of his makeup, it's that. I think he tends to beat himself up at times. But it's not the sort of thing where, you wonder if he has the confidence to be a big leaguer or anything like that. It's that he really expects himself to be, one of the best players in baseball, and he just expects a ton. He has a lot of ability. I'm not sure he can, be that kind of player, but he's really good. I think he could possibly take off there. I think he could thrive there.
Mm-hmm. So you're a fan.
I like him. Yeah. It's unfortunate for him the way it worked out here. I mean, Jake Lamb's a really good player too. I like Drury. He's got a good swing. He's got a powerful swing. He actually worked to make some changes in the off season. He was working with one of JD Martinez's old hitting coaches. I assume he was probably trying to drive the ball a little bit more and get in the air a little bit more. He 16 home runs in the big leagues a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The guy has some potential, and he's a quick twitch athlete over there at third base. He has, I think he has all the skills to be an above average defender at third base as well.
Let me ask you this with Brandon Drury. Can you tell us, aside from the numbers that we know of that we read without having seen him, of course, on a regular basis as you have, can you tell us about how he handles himself in terms of being in the batter's box? Is he with plate discipline? Does he work the count? Does he have some speed? Give us a little bit more profile on Brandon Drury.
Yeah, I think he tends to be a relatively aggressive hitter up there. I think he goes up to the plate looking to do damage. I don't mean that to suggest he doesn't have any kind of an approach. He runs all right. He's not a great runner, but he's not a bad runner either. I think he can be a type of guy that could, at his best, be a 280, 20 home run type of guy. I think he's a sound all around player. I mentioned already, I do think he's a very good defender at third. I think he might have been a better defender than Jake Lamb here in Arizona. It was Lamb's position, and Drury couldn't really take it from him.
Were you surprised about this happening in terms of, Arizona with a little bit of a renaissance from last season? They were, along with Colorado in the NL West, they were challenging the Dodgers. They had a good season. Why do you suppose they, even with some good prospects, even with some others waiting in the wings, why give up on a 25-year-old that showed you that he, yes, has a little bit of a glove and has a little bit of pop and can hit the ball?
Yeah, I mean, he just didn't have a place. He just didn't fit right now. They have Ketel Marte, who they got from the Mariners in a trade two off seasons ago. He really emerged a little bit, I think, in the second half last year. He's an option at second base, which is where Drury was playing. They have Chris Owings, who's another option at second base. Mm-hmm. They have Nick Ahmed, who can play shortstop. And they have Lamb at third, and they needed a guy like Steven Souza who could step in and kind of be that big bat in the middle of the lineup that J.D. Martinez was for them in the second half last year. So I think it was just kind of a matter of, you know, rearranging some pieces to get some that kind of fit a little bit more logically on this roster. You know, it's the cliche of you got to give up good players to get good players back. I think that's what this was. I actually think the Diamondbacks gave up a little bit. A little bit more than I expected them to give up to get a guy like Souza. And, you know, Drury's upside is enticing. I think they also gave up a left-hander in Anthony Bonda, who's got some upside as well. But, mm-hmm. Look, they think this is a team that can win right now, and Souza can be a part of that.
Did the Arizona Diamondbacks in this three-team deal get the people they wanted?
I mean, it seems like it, yeah. I mean, Souza is an interesting player. He hit 30 home runs last year for the Rays. He's a solid defender. I think he stole 16 bases, too, for them. So, I mean, he's a guy that's kind of capable of contributing in a lot of different ways. And like I said, he's going to slot right into the middle of that lineup. He's going to give him power along with Goldschmidt, along with Lamb. And this is a team that's going for it. I mean, they have two more years of Paul Goldschmidt under contract. They have A.J. Pollock under contract for one more year. You know, the clock is kind of ticking maybe on their window for contention, and I think it made sense for them to go get Souza right now.
When did this deal start happening? I mean, we had read a couple of months ago, right after the World Series, that the Yankees and Drury, this was a possibility. Has it been going on for some time, as far as you know?
I understand that this version of the trade has been talked about. A three-team deal has been talked about on and off for a couple of weeks now. My sense was that the Diamondbacks and the Rays were ready to pull the trigger on it. They were just waiting for the Yankees to come around. I guess Brian Cashman decided today that it was something they wanted to do.
So, well, who initiated, as far as you know? Was it Arizona or the Yankees?
I don't know that.
Okay. Listen, I think you filled in a couple of blanks for us about Brandon Drury. The rest of us will do with the eye test and take a look at him once they get themselves playing some baseball with the spring training. So you did fill in a couple of blanks for us, and we appreciate it, Nick, very much. And good luck the rest of the way. And again, thanks for giving us a couple of minutes of your time.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Glad I could help.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.